Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Galatians chapter 1, Dr. Bloom was teaching us the meaning of the term another gospel that is used in verse 6. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And my friend, if they don't believe that the Word of God is fully preserved for us, if they don't believe that it was inspired word by word, instead they believe in a thought, kind of inspiration, only thoughts, and the men wrote their own words, and the Holy Spirit just kind of guided them in that, but didn't give them each word, reject it. It is a place of deceit, and it will subvert your children's mind. And understand, just like I said, trained Judaizers, your child's mind may have been well taught in your home, but their mind is usually not ready to compete with a PhD on the college level when they're 18, 19, and 20 years old. And I think that you know that. So I'd be very careful. And here we are looking at that. Well, what a disgrace it is to forsake the biblical doctrine of grace. And that's actually what is going on with the Judaizers here at the Church of Galatia. After Paul has left, they've tried to move in, and they are trying to do their damage. So he marvels because they have left this gospel that saved their souls, and they know they got saved that day, for another gospel. And so this is a place that we're looking at now when he says another gospel, to see the Greek word for another. Now, the Greek word heteron is used, and it means another of a different kind. And this word another is different from the Greek word allo, which is also interpreted another, and it means to be another of the same mind. Now, to illustrate the difference between allo, another of the same mind, and heteron, which is in our text here in verse 6, to be another of a different kind, I believe the best way to explain it is with the use of an orange. Now, I'm here in Florida. We have different kind of orange trees. For an example, there may be a temple orange. Maybe I should use temple because we also have the Old Testament, the Greek word there, okay? So let's just think of the temple orange. There's a temple orange. But then there are also navel oranges, okay? If we give you a temple orange, then you can say, I'm holding in my hand an orange. But if I give you a banana, then you can say, well, you know what? A banana is different. You see, the navel orange is different from a temple orange, only in that it's another, but of the same kind. It's another of the same kind. But when it is the other Greek word that is used, it's another of a different kind. So if I gave you a banana, that would be different than either orange. The two oranges, the navel and the temple, would both still be oranges. But a banana is never an orange. There is no likeness of kind. So both are fruits of a different kind. Now, going from a temple to a navel is going from an orange to an orange, and that is tetron. And it is used here in verse 6. There is only one gospel which speaks of grace through faith, all in the shed blood of Jesus Christ and his literal bodily resurrection. By the way, let me just add to that. The resurrection was just as important as the cross. And the cross is just as important as the resurrection, because we had a perfect sacrifice on that cross for our sins. Now, if anything is taken away or added to that gospel, then it is a gospel of a different kind. It's not like the temple and the navel orange. It's like the banana. It's completely different. And I guess we could just say, in short, there are not many roads to heaven. Add your works. Add church membership. Baptism. Doing the best you can. Now, usually people say, I'm doing the best I can. And you know, really, that is laughable. You say, don't you think you can do better? Oh, yeah, I could do better. Then they're not doing the best they can, are they? Some of them think, well, I try to keep the Ten Commandments. Oh, you do? Well, great. Have you ever told a lie? Well, yes. Well, you've broken the Ten Commandments. That makes you guilty. Have you ever took something that wasn't yours? Yeah. Yeah, you know. But it wasn't big. It wasn't a lot of money. It was just taking something that was in the house or that's my brother's or somebody else, you know, as the little kids would do. No, that's just stealing. See, we can go on through and look at these things and understand. You might say, well, I think I'm all right. It really doesn't matter what you think. You better see what God thinks. He tells you what sin is. He tells you that the wages of sin is death. He didn't say a big sin. He said didn't say the wages of something that's really outlandish. He didn't say the wages of a whole lot of sin is death. That is final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. He just simply says the wages of sin is death. And so we have to understand that. Now, the true gospel is centered in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, rest assured that any and all so-called improvements of the gospel by man is simply a deadly perversion of the gospel. And it is deadly because people don't get saved when they mess with it at all. It will not lead to the conversion of the sinner. As we said earlier, there are not many roads to heaven. Now, some people say, well, you think you're right and I'm wrong. Again, isn't that one of the most ignorant things to say? Do you think I'm saying something because I think it's wrong? And so I'm saying it? If I make a definite statement, shouldn't I believe in that statement? So if I say the sky is blue, shouldn't I believe it? If I say that the sun is shining and it's a clear, cloudless day and that big bright ball is up there in the air, do you think that I can say that and say, well, yeah, you know what, I'm 75% right. That could be it. Or I'm pretty close to right. You know, you're saying that it's completely midnight dark out here and we both could be right. Isn't that stupid? I mean, people hate the word stupid. You can cuss all day long. They won't get upset. But if you say the word stupid, they get upset. Well, you're going to have to live with that upsetness for a little bit, because it's a word that accurately describes what it is. And understand, truth is not what I make it to be, and it's not what you make it to be. Truth is what saith the Scripture. Remember John 17, verse 17, thy word is truth. That's what Jesus said of the Bible. Thy word is truth. So make sure that you can verify by the word of God. man does not improve upon God. Now, God can improve upon a man in his life, but a man cannot improve what God gives. The authority of God's word is the bottom line. And not receiving Christ as he lays it out in his word is to reject the way to heaven, to reject the way to eternal life, and go to eternal hell. Now, just think about this. And this, again, goes back to common sense. If God had created the heaven and the earth, and then just left it to man, do you know how many ways of salvation would be out there? Men trying to philosophize and think it through. Well, there would be so many ways of salvation to be pathetic. Now we have that with a lot of different religions. But what we need to understand is this. In Jesus Christ, who existed throughout eternity past, he became a man, perfectly human, that he might be able to communicate to man. That's why it says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. And he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, which was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world. And the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, you see there, the Word became God. Jesus became God. And then Jesus, he didn't become God, he always was. He became a man, should I say, and he took on human flesh. So Jesus became humanity. Why? Not only to pay the penalty for our sin, but to communicate to mankind the mind of God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.